We have 3 minutes 44 seconds. We have a penalty coming up. A tripping call coming up against, looks like number 17. Not number 7. Who is it?
19.
Number 19, Kendall Beckler. So Stone Cold will go back on the power play. 2-minute power play. Kendall Beckler gets 2 minutes for tripping. Face off in the zone. It goes right out front. Goes nowhere, out to the left boards. For number 7, Joey Heyman tries to keep it in. Crotchin makes a shot, and that's held on to by Jesse Rogenbach. So the faceoff will come out to the right circle, or right of the goaltender, that is left circle. On the south end of the ice, Crotchin will take the faceoff against number 88, Ashton Rogenbach. And he wins the faceoff. Shemp got the point, lobs him in the center, and goalie Rogenbach simply hangs on. Not enough traffic out front.
Nope, not enough.
Faceoff will come to the right side of the ice this time. Looks like Travis Essemaker will take it against Nick Crotchin. There's a jam up out front. Crotchin can't get a shot. He's checked. Stokin holds it in the side. Kaiser checks him, but it goes out to the center where Travis Essemaker winds out. He gets across the blue line. Now he gets across center, makes a deke, and he can't get past that last defender. And number 7, Joey Amon, comes out of the zone with it. He's checked by Travis Essemaker. He comes back in with Kaiser. He's looking to come up on the left side of the goalie. Oh, it comes across the crease, and they couldn't quite reach that rebound. And now we break out to center. Crotchin's at center. He passes on the right side to number 25, Mark Amon. Amon looks to make a shot. It's blocked, and Travis Essemaker breaks out of the zone. Oh, he gets a nice body check along the boards by Shemko. Number 92, Shane Stokin at center. Plays it up in the left wing for Joey Amon. Amon waits. Amon waits. He comes in. A shot from the point. Nobody in front. Held on to. But we need a minute.
Marty.
Yeah.
Time. School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ozentoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.
We're back at the Huron County Expo Center, a 2-0 lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates. The faceoff will be in their zone. They have 51 seconds left in their penalty kill. And they get it down the ice right off the faceoff. Travis Essemaker gets it, got his own faceoff, goes all the way down. Just being chased by Christopher Rogenbach in the corner. Nice aggressive play there. She steals it behind the goal. She tries to play it out front and it's blocked. Austin Seaman just couldn't reach the puck. And now Stone Cold breaks out. A pass up here on the left side to Miller. Miller misses it. And Derek Essemaker. Oh, it comes out in front. Nobody's there. Can't get a stick on it. And number 74, Austin Seaman, throws it down the ice. There's still 27 seconds left. Seth Geiger goes back behind the goal. He blows a tire and goes in the corner. Melissa Seaman has it. Can't pass it out to Austin Seaman. He misses it. He gets checked at the last second. Stone Cipher breaks out on the left side. Long shot in. Goes wide. Behind the goal is number 13, Sean Rogenbach. He plays it up to the side. And the puck goes all the way down right through Stokin's feet. It will not be icing, so Derek Essemaker charges in there. There's a collision in the corner in the Stone Cold zone, but they break out. Miller misses a pass. It'll come back to the defense where Rogenbach Ashton plays it up the side. And, oh, a heavy check laid on Derek Essemaker there by Stokin, but the puck still goes into the Stone Cold zone. Now it's behind the net. Sean Rogenbach tries to play it. Kendall Beckler keeps it in. It goes behind the net for the Stone Cold. They come away with it, but there's going to be a call here. We're looking possibly for a penalty to Stone Cold. We'll see. 36 white. Cody Stokin gets 2 minutes for boarding. Number 36, Cody Stokin, 2 minutes for boarding. The faceoff will stay in the stone cold zone. It's a 2 minute penalty. We have 1 minute and 21 seconds left in the first period. Did you see that boarding call, Ken?
I didn't see it. It was too close to the side where we can't see.
Yeah, it's a tough one there. Well, anyway, Harbor Beach Pirates get the power play. Number 88, Ashton Rogenbaum wins the faceoff, goes behind the goal. Wainer takes a shot. It's laying there. Travis Essenmaker tries to stuff in the rebound, but Logan Connors says no. And now we'll have a faceoff to Logan Connors' right. Nice setup play, but they couldn't pull it off.
Yep. Harbor Beach scores here, and it's going to be a long two periods for Stone Cold.
Could get chippy. Ashton Rogenbaum loses the faceoff. The puck is shot out over the zone. Number 25, Mark Avon, has a small breakaway. He comes in and he's denied by Jesse Rogenbaum, and down the ice it goes. This could be a... No, there is no icing, so Travis Essenmaker goes in the corner, tries to dig it out. He's being checked by number 6, Trevor Shemka. Comes out in front. Number 86, Avery Wainer, falls. He can't get a stick in the puck. Travis Essenmaker to the point. There's a shot. Doesn't go anywhere. Back in the corner. Trevor Shemka falls, trying to corral the puck. Centering pass, and two white shirts corral it and move it to the corner. Number 13, Sean Rogenbaum has it. He takes a shot. It goes over the goalie's head and over the referee's head, nowhere. They fight for it in front of the goal, and Logan Connor can't hold on to it. It goes behind the goal, where Travis Essenmaker sends it out to Ashton Rogenbaum. Sean Rogenbaum takes a shot and hits the post and goes wide. That one goes over the top of the goal. Sean Rogenbaum in the corner. He tries to get by Trevor Shemka and does. He has it behind the goal. He circles behind, centering pass, and it just did not work to Austin Seaman. He's denied. Number 24, Travis Essenmaker shoots it wide, and he had an open goal, and that ends the period. We have a 2-0 lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates. They'll have 38 seconds of power play time when we return.
Since 1890, Badex Marble and Granite has been here to provide friendly and caring services to you and your family during some of the most difficult times in life. With our experienced staff here at Badex Marble and Granite, we try to make it as easy and as comfortable as we can as we help you to choose the right memorial for your loved one. We offer many different colors, styles, and designs to choose from. We also offer hand etchings to personalize your memorials. Contact us at 989-269-7421 or toll free at 1-800-533-3558. Badex Marble and Granite is here to assist you and accommodate your special needs.
Purchasing insurance can be a very challenging thing to deal with. When you choose the right agent and the right company that's looking out for your needs, then something does happen, it makes it all worth it. I'm Dave Peruski with Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. Let us at Peruski Insurance find the right auto owner's policies to let you rest at night, knowing you're covered in case of an accident or an injury.
That's right, Dave. I'm Karen Crozet. Getting the proper insurance coverage is as easy as picking up the phone and calling for a free, no-obligation insurance consultation. Let us at Peruski Insurance give you a comprehensive insurance quote on auto, fleet, commercial insurance, and even workers' comp.
For the best insurance service at competitive premiums, see us at your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance, at 104 Scott Street, between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire in downtown Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-269-9555.
Get her going. Get her going. Are we back?
Yep, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Okay. We're about 15 seconds away from the start of the second period. Quick review of the first period, Ken. What did you see?
A lot of offense by the Pirates and not very much by Stone Cold.
It looks like we'll have some power play time left for Stone Cold. For the Pirates.
They got 38 seconds left on the power play.
Yep, 38 seconds. They'll have to face it off at center because it's the start of the second period, 13-minute period. And the referee has called the players to center ice, and we'll be getting started here shortly.